new initiatives that the Cramer Community Theatre is working on through December and January, as well as, of course, our bedtime readings. But the Bring a Buddy is a membership campaign that has a goal to bring 100 new or returning CCT members back into our community. Theater for the community, by the community. And it's to honor Bud Abbott. His 100th birthday would be January the 26th. And anyone from Cranmer should know that Bud was a longtime local, well-loved advocate for theater and performing arts, and he was involved his whole life. And so we thought, well, let's do something to commemorate that. So the goal is 100 new members for his 100th birthday, and it'll end on the January the 26th. Now, what we have is we have prizes. So we have four prize baskets worth $100 each for any new person that signs up or anyone who recommends someone. So that's the first initiative that we have.
And I know you've also been busy, of course, with these Christmas readings. I understand you're getting like 1,300 to 1,500 people that are listening each evening. That's been a very successful project. And I guess with the pandemic on, why not?
Yeah, the Christmas bedtime readings are in conjunction with Cranbrook Dodge, and we do it every night at 6 o'clock. It'll went from the 1st of December till the 24th, and on the 24th, there'll be a special guest reader, and there's a special bedtime story for the kids. And yeah, a lot of our posts have hit well over 1,000 hits, and some of them are between 1,500, and they're getting onward from that. So, and they're also still online for people to rewatch if they're interested.
No, that's nice. I know between that particular way of doing things and along with our library as well, there's nice readings for kids that have been going on. I think you had one more to add here to what the Cranbrook Community Theater is working on too before we let you go, Peter.
Yeah, when we had our last board meeting, we got a notice from one of our partners who helped in the fixing of our building. That was Bricat. Brian from Bricat decided to do a bit of a payback, and we were quite touched by that, and we felt that, you know, even though we're completely shut down and, you know, our revenue is at zero, we thought we should, you know, step up a little bit. So we've decided to pay it forward as well, and we've donated or are donating $500 to a local organization, and we've asked our community to nominate people. And so we have six or seven different nominations in, and we hope to make a choice of that at our next meeting and to deliver that check before Christmas to a worthy organization in the community.
Boy, you've sure kept your feet paddling under the water since all this pandemic. Compliments to Cranbrook Community Theater, too, as well. Peter, I was at one of your performances earlier this year and watching how some of the performers were waiting in the back alley to take their place on the stage just so you could make it happen and follow COVID protocols. Very impressive to see. Compliments to all of you there.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Yeah, that was our almost main production, and we had to follow all the protocols, and which meant that two performers only on stage at a time, and they all were scheduled at, you know, different intervals during the two-hour performance, and so they did their bit and went home. So it was quite an interesting procedure for us.
Oh, no, for sure. I was there, and I thought, how can I get an interview with some of these people? I look in the back alley, and away we went. No. Well, thank you, and we'll certainly get on this, all about what you're trying to do in honor of the late Bud Abbott here. We'll run this for you here as we get closer to the holidays, and right through until, as you mentioned, Bud's 100th birthday would be January the 26th, so we'll get updates on that between now and then. How's that?
That sounds great, and thank you very much for helping us to get this message to the community.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Peter.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Peter Schelk joining us live on air here today from the Cranbrook Community Theater and their nonprofit organization, registered charity that stewards the Cranbrook Studio Stage Door Heritage Building and honoring the late Bud Abbott with two initiatives that promise to start off the new year right. Well done there for sure.